Hey, welcome back to the podcast. This is Conversations with a Crazy Cat. Jesus Christ, I keep messing that up.
No, it's Crazy Cat Conversations.
Crazy Cat Conversations. I'm your host, Big Cat.
And I'm Duchess Zane.
How y'all doing?
So, today we decided to maybe, share a little bit about ourselves. The audience might care. Maybe they don't. I don't know.
I don't think not even a ghost is listening to this.
I mean, I think a ghost is listening to something. They're just always around. There's spirits in the air.
Of course. I believe in ghosts.
I do, too. In ghosts? I believe in spiritual beings.
No, I believe in full-fledged ghosts.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm here for you. There's ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
That's a topic for another podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Today, we're just going to say, talk about who we are just a little bit. What about 5 quick questions?
All right.
Boom.
Run my fade, bro.
I'm run your fade, baby. First question is, where are your parents from? Where'd you grow up?
Well, you know, I'm full-fledged Dominican from Dominican Republica. No, I messed that up. Republica Dominicana.
How you mess your own country name up?
Because I'm American at heart. I was born in DR, 1993. I've been suffering on this planet for 27 years now, you know? I might just Kurt Cobain it. I'm kidding. But
I mean, the 27th year is like that ominous year for so many people when they don't make it out.
Ooh.
Just, you know.
Maybe this is my personal hell. Or
that's just 2020 for everybody, baby.
Oh, shit. Really? like, 2020 sucks ass on ice.
Look, I've had enough. I'm just hoping for a bright future at the next year. We're going to finish with a bang, though. That's what I do know.
Yeah, the fucking sun might blow up. So, anyway, where the fuck are you from, bro?
Oh, you didn't answer the second part of your question.
Which is?
Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up a little bit here and there.
And
DR
everywhere?
First.
No.
Elsewhere. Shout out. I grew up in Jersey. Came here when I was 10, so I had the thick-ass accent, you know, a little poppy accent.
Fresh off the boat, huh,
Fresh off the fucking banana boat.
Oh, my God.
Fucking came here on a tire, like Elian Gonzalez.
I'm done with you. No, you did not. You came here on a plane.
Plane? Yeah. A plane board.
I'm done with you. You're like, not corrugated, just plain. I just can't do it.
Yeah. Jersey boy here, you know what I'm saying?
You are a Jersey boy, though,
Jersey boy to the fucking quiet.
Not for nothing, but I like, you know what I'm saying? You be in the gym a lot, you know what I'm saying?
I like wearing tank tops with Timberlands on in the summertime.
Baby, no, that's the New York thing.
That's the New York thing.
You're not a Timberland wearer. You just don't. That's not your bag.
I like wearing skater shoes even though I don't skate.
I can't do it.
All right, Zane. Duchess Zane.
Who's a vampire now? All right, I'm Puerto Rican. Technically, I'm first generation. My dad came here when he was young, and so did my mom. So, so young that they're just American. You know how we are.
Yeah.
I was born and raised in Brooklyn, and that's where I reside. In the Bronx now, but you know.
Yeah, Brooklyn, Brooklyn girl.
I'm a Brooklyn girl. How you doing?
I'm great.
So, let's see. Next question. How'd you get here?
On a plane.
To kink, I mean.
Kink?
Or to being, a fledgling polyamorous, you know.
Well, it all started from being played. What is one? I don't want to talk about her like that.
She hurt your heart.
Yeah, she doesn't deserve that. Nah, she deserves everything. Fuck her, and fuck that bitch.
Okay, tell me how you feel, baby.
Okay, well, you know.
So that happened.
I was gung ho over this person. I got played really hard, and I went through this depression. I was gonna kill myself.
Oh my.
Yeah. That's fresh out the military. You know, you expect somebody to be a support system when you get out, and then the day you get here, they completely ghost you. So it is what it is.
That's fucking devastating. It is,
but it made me tougher, and it made me not so reliant and depending on relationships. That's why, you know, I am the way I am.
Well, that, and how did that segue into you know.
Oh, let me continue my apologies. Mm-hmm. I was still.
You wrapped it up. I was like, that's not answering the question.
Yeah, it's like taking advantage off. Mm-hmm. It's healed, but I still look at the scar and go, yikes. So nah, I reminisce.
I like, so let me ask another way, because I feel like you're dancing around. How'd you get to
let me get there. Jesus Christ. So I started working out, you know, started getting sexy, and then, you know, I met up with an old friend from high school, and then, you know, we started going to parties. He introduced me to kink. I was just chilling one day, you know, and I've always been kind of attractive. I'm really hot now, but I'm
ooh, modesty is not your strong suit, baby. Go ahead.
Really not. I like wearing suits though.
So you started going to parties?
Yeah.
What kind of parties?
He would introduce fucking sexual parties of the sexual nature.
So play parties, kind of swinger style?
Oh yeah. And just took it from there. I really slowed down on the swinger stuff because that is really unsafe.
Look.
Let's be honest. No, let's be adults about this. Be a swinger. You deal with a lot of people.
You feel like it's more high risk to be a swinger. High risk,
yes. Pick a plate in itself. I know it's exciting. I know it's exhilarating. But we need to be careful.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to counter that by saying that I believe that folks who like to swing, or, you know, whatever they want to call it, they're safe, or they play safe, or at least, you know, they understand the risk that they're taking and take the precautions they feel are necessary.
I feel like that's a fair argument. Yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly with that.
No, but personally for you, that's not a risk that you're willing to take.
Yeah, I'm not willing to take that risk. Okay. I'm not yucking your yum on this.
All right.
And not better than some strange pussy, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Or some straight penis.
Depending on what you will, you know, your appetite you requires. Into,
shit. More power to you, girl, boy.
Okay, and so that's how you found your way to kink. How did you find your way to poly?
We really doing this right now?
I mean, it's part of the question, baby.
We pretty much, this friend and I, we saw this one woman, and we kind of been partners with her ever since.
Who's that woman?
Please don't play me.
Ay-ay-ay.
So yeah, that's how I found myself into the poly stuff. I'm sorry.
What's up?
Nothing. Just is that the end of the question?
I mean, it's up to you if it's the end of the question.
I mean, what else do you want me to say?
I mean, I guess that's it. Unless you want to expand upon it.
What should I say?
It's nothing you should say.
Oh, okay. So I don't want to get in trouble.
No, baby, say what you want to say.
How did you find yourself in this?
How did I find myself in
this? Yeah, go ahead. You explain better.
Well, I guess I'll answer the first part of the question. I think I've always been a person who is, you know, a kinkster, so to speak. Even like in high school, I was already into group play and
things of that nature. High school?
Yeah.
Nigga doing recess or something? Well, there's no recess in high school.
I identified as a lesbian during my high school years, so, you know, I had multiple times at group play with like other women.
Wow.
So that was, you know, I identified as a lesbian actually from like around 15 to like 27. And like after that, I was like, okay, well, gender is kind of fluid, and, you know, maybe I'm not only attracted to one thing on the spectrum, and so now I identify as pansexual.
Ooh, what's your favorite kind of pan?
I'm done with you. I can't. You had to take the bait?
Yes.
Fucking this guy. But yeah, so I found my way to kink, and the thing was is that my past relationships, unknowingly, I had sort of like a DDLG dynamic with my partners, but we didn't.
Explain that for those.
DDLG is an acronym that stands for Daddy Dom Little Girl.
Okay.
So my partners were more like caregivers to me, and I got to indulge, like, you know, my my little behaviors and things like that. And it was nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, age play is also an element of that. But I didn't know what it was. And it wasn't until, like, in my, like, late 20s that I found my way to the kink community. Like, I was always aware of certain, like, fetish behavior or like, you know, things like that. But I started going to queer play parties, and that is kind of like the top of the rabbit hole for me. And, you know, then they were like mixed gender, and there were people of all gender expressions, and I, you know, got to sexually enjoy, you know, a variety of people. And after that, certain people had certain kinks that they were into that they introduced me to. And following a breakup I had, like, with my first boyfriend, I desired that type of connection again. And I didn't have my first real boyfriend until like my late 20s. And once that relationship kind of resolved, I realized after doing research, because I needed that feeling, like a certain type of connection to my partner, that it was in fact a DDLG dynamic that is what I needed to feed myself, if you will. And in doing that, I found my way, you know, to FetLife.com, shout outs to them, and just got into many things.
Fucking beautiful degenerates, which I'm part of.
Yes!
Oh,
go,
my God.
Yes, go ahead to Kinky Facebook.
Nothing like waking up to a picture of a man's gaping asshole in the morning.
I'm here for it. You know what I'm saying? When it's nice and juicy.
Right, when you're eating cereal. Jesus Christ.
Or, you know, nothing like waking up to a picture of someone having cereal eaten out of their ass.
Which is out there.
Yes, I've seen it. Mm. I think there was a slut puppy. Yeah, good for her. Anyway.
Shout out.
So I found my way to kink. And initially I thought I was submissive, and after like maybe engaging with like one or two people in that fashion, I did an impact scene, and maybe like third strike into that, I was like, yeah, no, we're stopping this. And I think from that moment forward, I realized I was more of a dom.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of dumb. Wink, wink. What is impact?
Oh, impact is a form of play in the BDSM community. Basically, when you strike another person,
with like, consent.
Of course, everything's with consent. You know,
now that I want to know that, because you're explaining that to me right now.
But yeah, so like a spanking or a flogging or something like that.
Well, thank you.
So, alright. But yeah, so the first time that someone went to do impact with me, maybe like a third strike, I was like, yeah, this is not for me. And then I began to realize that I leaned more heavy towards the dominant side. Mm-hmm. But I think when emotionally connected, I allow myself to be baby girl for my daddy. So there's that.
Ease.
Daddy's. Mm-hmm. Yes, correction. Which I guess segues to the polyamorous question, right?
There you go. About motherfucking time.
It's a bridge. You were waiting for me to say it?
Yeah, it was a fucking lie.
Well, whatever. All right, so then my kink journey continued. And I started hosting parties and things like that, like BDSM style play parties. And at one of these parties, I met two young men who were like the best of friends. And I thought they were brothers at first. It just, there was this synergy between them. And we just connected. And I guess like after a couple parties of like playing cat and mouse and things like that, we hooked up and rode off into the sunset together. Mm-hmm. And this is my first venture into a poly-style dynamic. Like, most of the time, I was, like, monogamish, where, you know, I might fuck around on the side, but it's not per se, like, maybe I cheated. You know what I'm saying? It was not ethical, the way that we were doing things, like, in my past relationships. But it was, like, still framed in a monogamous kind of setup. So this is very different. And we're a poly V and not a triad, because I feel like the difference between a triad is that all three persons, you know, have intimacy and connect with each other, versus the style of our relationship, which is...
Are we still poly V?
Yeah. We're still a poly V.
Even with the satellites?
Well, that's the thing. Okay, so I would say our primary relationship is a poly V. You two have like a brotherhood and things like that, and the two of you are my two partners. Mm-hmm. And outside of our I guess, set up like that, we each have individual partners. Some of our partners overlap. We share some, I guess, between the three of us, and maybe just some.
Are you saying we have hoes?
I'm not saying we have hoes. I don't want to say that.
Yeah, we can't say that.
That's not.
But I'm implying we do.
What I'm saying is that we enjoy the company of many people in different ways.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not that we want or like one flavor more than any other, but it's nice to have a variety. Right.
I feel like...
Sorry, little Dominican accent came out.
I love it. Qué rico.
Papi rico.
No. I think kind of you want to take it onto the Latino side. Okay, so we all know we like chicken, rice, and beans. We always going to have rice, beans, and chicken at home, right?
We're having technical difficulties with Zane's hair right now.
We're going to get back to that. Oh, my God. Anyway, sorry, I gotta get it together.
Move on, bro. Come on.
Okay, so think of it like a meal, right? Mm-hmm. You're always gonna have rice, beans, and chicken. That's always gonna be in the kitchen.
Uh-huh. Arroz con pollo habichuela.
That's what I'm saying. It's the classic. It's the staple. You know, it's the perfect balance protein.
It's hearty.
It's gonna be there. It's reliable.
It's been killing our parents.
It's the main staple.
A lot of sodium.
Well, we don't use traditional adobo because you know Goya got canceled. You know what I'm saying? So like we're doing that low sodium like at home shit.
Okay.
Boom. Anyway, but just because you have rice, beans, and chicken, and you know it's always going to be there with that nice juicy like aguacate on the side, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you want a Caesar salad.
Yeah.
You know? That don't mean that you don't appreciate your rice, beans, and chicken at home.
Mm-hmm.
But you want a Caesar salad. And you might want a Caesar salad for a week because you just really like the flavor of the Caesar salad.
Well, fuck yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then maybe on the side you want a parfait. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So
a parfait.
Exactly. There's options out there, and I feel like you shouldn't have to limit yourself. And I feel like if you, so that's that. I could go off on a tangent.
I know.
Okay. Next question?
Next question.
How open are you with the vanilla people in your life?
I'm really open with all my friends. My family, as far as my...
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? You really doing this right now? Like, it's distracting me.
Okay. You're really open with all your friends.
Yes. Over here pulling your fucking hair out.
my braids, extensions.
My friends know everything. As far as my family goes, I'm not ready for that yet. I'm not that comfortable yet. My mom knows I'm really, what's the word, promiscuous.
Mm-hmm.
That's as far as she knows. She knows I'm a slut. And not a slut, but my dad also knows. I'm a slut, but they don't know about the polyamorous. So, like, they know.
So, wait, let's clarify this. This is juicy. Let's cut in here.
Yeah.
So, your parents are kind of under the impression that you have a girlfriend, but you do you on the side.
Right.
That's interesting. Now, do you think it's kind of, because let's take it back to, like, the old school, right? Where it's like, You know your man out there doing some shit, but the women choose to turn a blind eye to it, or they have a certain understanding or something like that. Do you think that, like, your mom thinks that we have a certain understanding? Or do you think that she thinks I'm in the dark?
No, she believes we have an understanding. Like, it's not a blind in the dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Like, I'm doing my own thing.
Does she know I'm doing my own thing?
Absolutely fucking not. Fucking Hispanic.
The misogyny of it all.
No, go fuck yourself. That is a Hispanic woman in her 60s. I'm not doing that to myself.
You know what?
I have a conversation and then put my business out there on Facebook. Yeah, I think the fuck not.
I just want to highlight something though.
Go ahead.
You know this podcast is going to be published on like public platforms.
Oh yeah, that's fine. You know, mommy doesn't understand
English.
Yeah, good luck translating this motherfucker.
You know, like, everybody got a nosy ass cousin.
Oh my god. Shout out to all that. Her food is good on Instagram.
It is.
It is. Look good.
It's delicious. I already know it's good. I just look at the picture.
Shit probably tastes like dog shit. It just looks good.
All right. So let's see. You're talking about the vanilla people in our lives. I'm open. I'm open all the way around, everywhere I go.
Of course, because you got... At the forefront, you got two niggas.
Maybe, but like, what is the difference? I feel like the integrity is lacking in the way that you present your shit, but I understand why you do so. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a generational thing, blah, 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 blah. But, like, you know, my mom's a bit younger than his mom, and she's way more liberal. And I was raised like that. Like, I was encouraged to explore my sexuality and things like that. And my mom herself, you know, is very comfortable in her own skin that way as well. So she knows that I dom. She knows that I'm in a poly relationship. You know, I founded the GSA, Gay Student Alliance, in my high school when I was younger. And, you know, I was an out lesbian, and that was, you know, it was kind of an issue, but it wasn't like an issue. It was just kind of like those, you kind of knew that they prefer you to be straight, but you weren't loved any less.
Right.
You know? So, how was that, I guess? Answers that question?
Yeah, that answers the question.
Okay.
And I don't think it's misogyny. I just think it's like, you know, it's not the right time to tell my parents about it full form. Like, look, if you flat out told your parents about what you were doing online, more power to you. My parents are very old, and I have a great relationship with them. And I'm not trying to strain.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to.
I'm living my life. Hey, look, I'm living my life. Because as soon as I hang up the phone, I'm putting on the fucking nipple clamps for my nigga.
Is it a don't ask, don't tell policy with them?
Please, this is not the military.
But, like, they don't ask, you're not, yeah, you're not indulgent.
Yeah, I'm not about to be like, hey, look, I'm about to have a threesome with Zoe and,
you know, and someone else. Anyway, but, like, how about this? Like, what if your mom, like, came knocking on the door, ¿y qué fue eso? Like, and somebody, like, was like, look what your son's doing, and showed her some shit from online. Like, you wouldn't deny it. You'd be like, well,
it is what it is. No, you know. Exactly, because whenever I get confronted, I'm not gonna deny it. But you look for it, you find it, so what am I gonna do now? Deny it? Nah, I'm living my truth.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like no one's trying to kick you out from, you know, behind the curtain before you're ready.
Exactly. Like, if it happens, like, if cut down.
Yeah,
I brought up Dominican, and I just keep, like,
I love it though. Let it peer through, baby. Let it permeate, baby. Get it out there. You know what I mean?
Put the chest hairs back in.
Oh my god, I can't.
I gotta take the socks off with the sandals.
Your beard lines up so well.
Thank you. You know I am Dominican.
Exactly.
I'm not. I get caught with my pants down, what I'm not ready to tell my parents or anybody that, you know, I feel comfortable with, then it is what it is. Because I only get one life.
You better live it.
And you got me fucked up. What's the next question? Come on.
I am the question bearer. Next question up the block.
All right, go ahead.
Let's keep it light. Let's switch it up a little bit before we get to the juicy meat of it all.
Oh, shit.
What's a random... Let's give us two random facts about you that may or may not be kink-related.
I have a really, really, really... small penis.
I knew you were gonna say something about your dick. I fucking knew it.
Every time I get a chance to, it's just, you know. No, I'm a personal trainer. I'm not gonna shout out the company I work for because I don't think they want to be affiliated with this.
But you're certified.
I'm certified personal trainer, baby. You know what I'm saying? I like anime, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Okay.
I'm a hot nerd.
Yeah, you better be out here. Okay, so what's your top three anime?
Okay, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure,
mm-hmm.
Dragon Ball Z,
mm-hmm.
and Naruto.
Naruto would be your third?
Naruto, yeah. Ugh. Wait, Demon Slayer.
That's what I was going to say.
Demon Slayer, oh my god, I love Demon Slayer.
Okay.
I was wild for that, I'm sorry.
And that's what I was
you
like.
You should have smacked my teeth for that.
I was like, are you serious? That's what you'd race your third on?
Yeah.
Okay, mine...
you're too random. It doesn't have to be anime.
Okay, because why did I start thinking about... Oh, hold on. Just for shits and giggles, my favorite animes are as follow. I'm going to say Psyche K. I like that
I
one.
I put her on that.
Yes, you did. What is the one with the... I watched the whole thing.
Titans?
Yeah, well, not Titans. That's too generic.
What's it going to be like?
Fuck it, whatever. Dragon Slayer, I love Dragon Slayer.
Dragon Slayer,
Demon Slayer. Why I keep saying the wrong shit?
Because
it's not in my blood.
Okay,
but I do love
it. I put her on her too.
Okay, and I'm gonna say that this counts as anime, even though it's American. Fucking
drawn a blank.
For the Power of Grayskull. She-Ra.
She-Ra is great on Netflix.
Yes, fucking love She-Ra, man. Yes. Okay, moving on.
Shout out to Netflix.
Shout out to Netflix. Two random facts about me. I am 6 feet tall.
Jesus fucking Christ.
With a 36-inch inseam. So that's a random thing about me, because people see me and they're like, well, how tall are you?
That's a huge bitch.
That's a big bitch. And I'm like, yes, I'm a big bitch and I'm in here to take up space. You heard?
And she wears heels on purpose.
Oh, I love it. I'm here. And I'm here for stepping on balls in those heels too. But other random fact about me, I love Star Wars. I'm major into Star Wars. You call me a fangirl, if you will. I have 2 Star Wars tattoos.
I'm looking at one right now.
Yeah. So, you know, Princess Leia is my role model out here.
Zoom, zoom.
Oh, we're out. So those are my 2 random facts.
Good, good.
All right.
Let's move on to the fucking meaty shit.
To the meat?
Star Wars.
To the meat.
Okay, what character am I?
In Star Wars?
Yeah.
You're definitely like a fucking, like, okay, wait, nah.
Finn?
No, you're not a Finn, bro. Like, I don't know, maybe, are you like a Lando Calrissian? Because you're kind of smooth.
I mean,
you're kind of like, but are you a Han Solo? Nah, you're more of a Lando Calrissian.
I believe in both finesses. But I'm not,
oh, by far.
Yeah, I'm not.
By far.
I'm not.
But you got more flavor like Lando, and I think you're, but he's more of a jerk. But then Han's like.
I feel like I always play myself, so in that Star Wars universe, you know, I'd be the fucking guy that gets shot by Han Solo.
I'm done with you. Moving on. Move on. We can definitely revisit Star Wars in another episode.
Yeah.
I'm here for that. All right. So let's get juicy with it then.
Oh my God. Juicy pussy. Bow, 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 bow.
What are your favorite kinks? Pick your, like, because we are not a monolith. So we like more than one thing. What would you say are your favorite 3 kinky like things, like activities?
Or, yeah, all right. First of all, scat play. No. I'm not into that. And if you are, I am yucking your yum. That's.
Hey. People do what they want. Back to you.
With shit in your mouth.
Look.
Okay, never mind. Okay, that was episode 1 reference.
Thank you.
I couldn't help it.
I like the callback. I'm here for it.
I like, I don't know if I like, I lost interest in that. Impact.
Okay, you're into impact.
Like impact. I like beating a bitch ass so good, consensually, mm-hmm. with consent. But my number one would definitely have to be orgasm torture.
Oh yeah, you're into that.
It's the best part when we tell a girl not to come and then they just explode anyway.
Some things can't be helped.
They can't. Number 2, orgasm denial. I know. Very sexual.
It's kinda like the same shit.
Yeah. Just
okay, so you like to sexualize your kink. Do you have like, I think something that you're into that you don't realize you're into is guidance, kind of like a thing. Like, you know, like you're starting to flex that daddy muscle. You know what I'm saying? So I think that that's something that you low-key are into.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I didn't give you my 3rd.
Come on now with the 3rd. What's up?
It's... Should orgasm now and torture fall in the same thing?
I think they're at the same, like, kind of like, it's...
How dare you?
It's the combo
thing. This is my fucking freedom.
I mean, look, you can say that, but I feel like it's a cop-out.
Okay, well, I guess number 2 would be impact.
Okay.
And the 3rd would be... Actually, I guess you're right. I like being a daddy.
Indeed, and I like that you like being a daddy.
You know what? Nah, fuck that. Breath play. I like to choke. I like to choke. Oh, my God. Who doesn't like a good choking? What about you?
I'm gonna say that my kinks are more so sadistic. Like, of course I like rough play during sex and, like, you know, or being sexually dominated, that's nice, but I don't per se consider that a kink. I'm more like, let's get into some CBT, meaning cock and ball torture. like, let me put, like, a nice little ribbon around your dick and, like, make it hurt, you know?
I mean, I'm not yoking that, yum. I'm not into that, though.
It's all good.
It's not like it hurt.
It does. I mean, some people like it.
Fuck.
That it hurts.
I deserve cock and ball torture for making that sound.
No, I'll just give you a good trampling. Just, you know, repeatedly kick you in the ball. That's the rhythm of my foot, you know? Okay, so, I like CBT. I like forced buy. I've been getting into that lately. You know, and femdom, I guess that kind of like, but I guess like the forced buy femdom kind of could be grouped into like the same category. So I'm starting to
Are you hungry?
Yeah, you heard my stomach.
Yeah.
What would my third be per se? I like domestic service. I don't know if that's a kink, but kind of like just being able to dictate how I want it done and having it performed for me in the fashion that I dictate, in the uniform that I determine, things like that, you know? Mm-hmm. It feels good to me.
Sounds great.
Yeah. And of course, I'm into the whole fucking other bag, the regular shit, like the impact, the breath play, the fucking, mummification, I like that too. But, yeah.
We only get three, baby.
I know. I like it all. I want the whole bag.
No.
All right, enough.
Yeah. But?
Hard limits. I'm going to say the usual shit just off the cuff.
Yeah.
For myself, no bestialities.
Nope.
No one that is underage in any way, shape, or form.
Yep.
No... There must always be consent. The end.
Yeah.
The end. You know what I'm saying? And there is consensual non-consent, and that's a thing, but there must always be consent.
Consent.
I'm not into scat.
Me neither.
Hate to bring that up.
Shit play.
I am not into being shared, because there's that thing, you know what I'm saying? So a hard limit for me is being shared. Like, I'll be shared between my two daddies, who I am... in a relationship with, who I have like built a bond with over time and things like that, but I'm not into being shared outside of our dynamic. I can't think of other things per se, because I like some degradation too, and I used to say I didn't, but we've seen what that's been doing lately.
shout out to me. I'm a bomb.
Yummy.
My heart limits, anything to do with anything underage, baby play, whatever the fuck that is.
Like age play?
Age play, I can't do
but
it.
But baby, did you do it with me just a little bit? You mean, are you like more referring to like diaper, like adult diaper?
No, I mean like, if we role play, I'm always that 18-year-old boy out of gym class who has that fucking, that teacher.
Or
that,
yes, we do do teacher. That.
But no, I'm not into like, I'm 5 years old. Like,
yeah, no, I feel like I get off on the pubertescent fantasy of it all, but like I would like not engage someone like in reality in that way, you know what I mean? But like if I can play like a certain like different ages, it's playtime, it's fantasy, you know? And I feel like as long as you understand that that's what it is, you know?
Hey, I'm not yucking your yum. But scat.
That's a no-no for you?
Water sports. The only water sports I am into are in the Summer Olympics.
He's lying.
Squirt is different than piss.
I know. We talked about that in episode one. Let's move past that.
Blood play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. No gore. No blood play. Yeah.
No needles. I was going to say candle play. If it's the real shit.
No, you just have to get the right candles, like the low temp.
Yeah.
That's all. Make sure you're taking care of yourself right, you know?
True. What else is out there that I'm not into?
Oh, I'm not into like the barebacking of it all like that. Like, unless it's like, you've been together, you've been tested, you've been, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you've decided consciously to be fluid bonded, then, you know, and you're proceeding in that way and everyone's on the same page. But in terms, that's a hard limit for me. Like, if I have a play partner or something like that, that's not, you know, a thing. Would you agree?
What?
With, like, not barebacking with a random person.
Oh, yeah, no, what? The podcast ran, like... Random person, you said, this is so on the person. You cornered me with that question.
Nah, baby, I was just asking.
Nah, bitch, I ain't fucking barebacking no random bitches out here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. To each their own, you know, some people will take precautions to their own, you know.
Look, it's...
It's what, baby?
Just play safe.
Play safe.
That's what I'm saying, play safe. I think that's all the time we have. We have other stuff to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
What's up? What are we ending this with?
Let's end this with some fantasy scene that we would like to have. What would be a fantasy scene that you have yet to make happen that you would like to have happen?
I'm covered in chocolate and there's 5 bitches eating me.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to be carried like I guess like pallbearer style, like how they used to carry like the Egyptians. Like the Egyptian royalty and shit. I want to be carried through.
You look Egyptian.
I'll take it. I want to be carried through the party like that and brought up to like the stage where, you know, there's a line of like submissive folks of a full variety for me to work my way through till I've satisfied my sadistic appetite.
Jesus Christ. That's Jason Bourne.
I'm out here. All right, then.
All right. This was Big Cat.
And Duchess Zane.
We're signing out.
Oh, email.
Oh, you got any questions, comments, concerns, bitches?
Gripes.
Email us at crazycatconversations@gmail.com.
All right. Later, y'all.
Should we leave our phone number on there?
No, fuck that shit. I don't want to leave my phone number. Jesus Christ. I can't hear it. What? Phone number?